to buy spill from United Flight 1037, Greensboro to Atlanta. Dear brother, I used to think of death all the time, and then for a time I didn't or didn't try to. And now I do not expect to die on this flight above the skies from the Carolinas to Georgia, or if I were to die, I would not have chosen Atlanta, what with its bad moods and old alchemies. Therefore, no one will say your brother has died today. He will not be clubbed in the aisle or wipe the blood out of his eyes. He will not fall out of the trust in God skies above the Tennessee Valley, or topple as the wind topples the end of philosophy where the shadows cannot be tasted. Outside this airplane, it is Friday. It is dusk. I imagine you bringing your son and daughter out of the failing light of Chicago to praise bread and wine and cover their small heads so that they will not be abandoned. Though I would suggest up here where the air is a threat and at times unkind to hard thought that a prayer for solitude and crooked rivers would do as well. But I am not that brother, nor am I the brother that has disremembered himself, like the way the thousands of dead patches of farms rendered below across the slop of land have disremembered themselves, so many farms, unwombed from the pace of the nation. Even from here, you can see that their days go so slowly, too slowly, beneath the well-oiled tines of the tractor, puckering and chuffing as they scratch at the Pentecostal stubble. That brother fled into shreds of light. He clutched no one's hand. He dissolved as the sky dissolves. Him, like a dreadful night himself, jeering with a bulging howl. And yet, how primal, that brother, a prodigal swallow that comes back, convinced in the music to come under the garment blue sky. And now, as I look out the window above Georgia, at the horizon's edge, a long, flat red collapses, then bruises into a peachy white, then layers and layers swaying into a sudden lace of white, and then one stray star above Atlanta. And now, sharpening like a pressing gratitude. And now, the land a spongy dark, a plowed hush, as if what's at the end of time is not regret and fury, but satisfaction and sweetness and stitched stars.